This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Michigan courtroom, the complex legal battle involving Mark Wesley Rolfe hit a strategic pause. Both the prosecution and defense agreed to delay a crucial preliminary examination, signaling a deeper game at play. Prosecutors juggling multiple felony charges in a separate circuit court case against Rolfe admitted they need more time. They're working to assemble a comprehensive package deal, but insist on consulting victims before any formal offer is made. On the other side, defense attorney James Champion welcomed the delay, citing a binder's worth of evidence and videos still to be reviewed. Rolfe himself waived the standard 21-day timeline, clearing the path for this adjournment. The court will now coordinate a new date, allowing both parties to meticulously prepare. This isn't just delay, it's a calculated move, giving all sides room to maneuver as they inch towards a potentially broader negotiated resolution. And the Huron County Board of Commissioners are scheduled to meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday, March 10th in the meeting room at Huron Kilney Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to discuss a proposal to lock the east and west doors of the county building to have general public enter through the north and south doors effective June 1st as a safety measure. The board is also expected to approve the request of the Thumb Area Assault Crisis Center to display their survivor-created gene exhibit within the county building for 1 week in recognition of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Commissioners are also expected to transfer the Huron County Department of Public Works Board to the Huron County Road Commission and to support the application for the federal and local bridge program for the replacement of the McMillan and Bach Road bridges and the rehabilitation of the Oak Beach Road Bridge. And the Oliver Fire Department had a lot to report at the township's Board of Trustees meeting. Fire Chief Jim Seeley reported due to the nature of the fire at Tower Automotive, which is now Auto Condition, caused the turnout gear to get extremely sooty and oily from the fire there on January 13th, so four sets of turnout gear were sent out to be cleaned. The department also responded on January 19th for a false alarm at Auto Condition. Some of the other runs department responded to in January include assist to other fire departments, downed wires, and lift assist. Also, to address the $881 cost for the electrical hookup for the new air compressor, the fire department agreed to pay $441, which is half the cost. In other fire department matters, the board approved increasing pay rate from $40 to $50 per run for training sessions for firefighters. The pay for the fire chief will be $600 per month plus the $50 per fire runs and fit training sessions. During the meeting, it was noted Windsor Township's fire department charges $1,250 per section for coverage in Chandler Township, while Oliver Township only charges $700 per section for coverage. The board is expected to review the per section charge for fire service mid-year. It was also reported the fire department is working on updating its bylaws. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Jessica from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to McKenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. National gas prices have jumped by approximately 50 cents in a single week, reaching a national average of $3.45 per gallon. This spike is a direct result of market volatility caused by military conflict in the Middle East. Analysts from Gas Buddy suggest that while the current rise is sharp, it is fueled by fears of a prolonged crisis. The administration is currently monitoring the situation, but has not yet opted to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. In his first major military action since taking power, Mataba Khamenei authorized the firing of missiles toward Israel on Monday morning. The strikes were described by Tehran as retaliatory response to the recent joint U.S.-Israeli operations. The Israeli Defense Forces reported that most of the projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome and Arrow defense systems. No immediate casualties were reported within Israeli borders following the morning barrage. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roof and gutter and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hanson Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Tyler here with Al Hanson Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hanson Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hanson Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hanson and I guarantee it.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.